This is called My Friend Phil. Thanks for taking this, the nice free cycle lady said. It's been in Grandpa's room in the basement for years. He's passed some time ago and we're remodeling. I hate to just throw it away. I'm glad I got your email. No, thank you, I said. It's so cool. It was a 1954 Philco TV. My idea was to gut the cabinet, slide my modern TV into the gap, and put the DVD player in the drawer where a turntable now resided. Man, this is nice veneer, I said to my friend Louie. No rings, no cigarette burns. A nice piece of furniture, as my dad would have said. Louie is a good friend. I went to school with his wife. They have 3 little kids now, so I never get to visit her, but Louie is always ready for a late night, I need your strong back and your truck excursion. Won't take gas money because he enjoys the adventures. On the ride back, we talked about our favorite shows as kids, Crusader Rabbit and Coco the Clown cartoons, later Romper Room and Captain Kangaroo, and Leave It to Beaver. I so wanted to live in that polite, considerate household. I never heard Ward threaten to take off his belt or saw June smack the beeve with a plastic sole of a terry cloth slipper. When we got Phil home, yeah, now he had a name, Lou just had to plug him in. I was content not to know, didn't want to know. Now a hum and the scent of ozone and hot dust. God damn, that sucker is loud! Turn it down! Turn it down! No picture? Well, that's okay. I'll sure as hell save that speaker for something. I'd forgotten about warm-up time. Listening to the commercial while the tubes warmed, waiting for the magic moment just like this, as the wavy picture swam into view from the depths of army green darkness. Louis fiddled with the knobs, stuck on the rabbit ears, and got a picture. A clear picture. The horizontal hold is shot, so everyone kind of lists to the right, occasionally sinuously smearing like snakes dancing in clear water rivulets. But Phil's alive. He's old, but he's still pretty. And he gets the job done, even if it takes a while. You have to tilt your head to one side, wave one hand in the air to get really good reception, but that's good exercise, right? So the long and the short of it is that I can't bring myself to kill Phil. So he lurks in various corners of the house, most often serving as a repository for clean laundry or unopened mail. I'm moving, trying to be very zen and divest myself of material things. I'm seeking messages from the divine, following my intuition. I've decided not to convert my TVs. I'm giving up TV in June. I'll still use the good one for movies, and Phil can't convert anyway, so maybe it's time. Gut instinct takes over. No, there is a reason Phil came to you, a reason he still works, and you have to take him with you. So as I'm looking around for a place for Phil to reside in my new decor, I'm really thinking about why I feel so strongly about this object. Oh, it certainly brings back memories, lying on the rug in front of the sofa, gazing up at the flickering images, enraptured by stories, captured by inventions, carried away from every day, drifting into never, ever land. I've decided to keep Phil intact, just in case aliens ever send us a transmission. You know the ones I mean, the ones they told us about when we were kids in school to illustrate the persistence of waves through space. Today, the people in Alpha Centauri would be watching Milton Berle. So, if those old-timey TV-watching aliens ever come here looking for Wally and the Beeve, I want to be the first to know. It makes sense they'd transmit on antique wavelengths, out of the snow and static on Phil's old screen. First, some jazzy music, Benny Goodman maybe, or his ET equivalent. Then the aliens will appear with a message just for me. Nobody else will get the signal. They'll all have gone digital, and they don't have a Phil. Cool end table. My gramps had a TV like that. Does it work? I wasn't thinking. Course not. There's no signal anymore, is there? Is there?